Today we're here at Oklahoma State University at the Plant and Soil Science Department. With us today, Dr. Amanda Da Silva. Amanda, you, of course, are brand new state wheat specialist. You're kind of walking through your first crop and what a crop it is. You've had a chance to get out quite a bit. The crop was looking really very, very good before these cold conditions that we had mid-April. Tell me what you've seen in recent days.
Yes, so the wheat was, in some areas it's just looking beautiful. Most of our trials are looking beautiful. Wheat's looking really good. I've seen some diseases like septoria, a field pressure of stripe rust. But I think now the worst thing that we are seeing, it's a freeze damage on wheat. So I've been south central and southwest of Oklahoma last week, and we are seeing a severe wheat damage on our crop.
So kind of describe to me, what are you seeing on those plants that have been hit hard by freeze?
So basically, the plants are starting to turn colors now. So you're seeing them to lose that green color. The heads are becoming white. But in some fields, the interesting thing is that we were still seeing kind of a green crop, but when you open up that flower in the wheat head, the male parts of the flowers are dead. So in some fields where we had that pollination to occur before that freeze came in, we are seeing that the grain that started to being formed are shriveled, and I don't think it's going to produce anything, those plants.
So those plants effectively are not going to produce even secondary tillers or anything.
So we saw some secondary tillers that there might be a chance, but in some fields the severity of the damage was so high that even the secondary tillers were damaged. So I think what we are seeing now, it's a very variable damage. So in some fields we are seeing secondary tillers being able to produce grains, but other fields we are not. Also, in the same fields, we are seeing variability on the effect of the damage. So low-lying areas of the field seems to be more severe damage, while high areas of the field seem to not have been affected by the freeze damage.
So the cold kind of settled in some of those lower areas, and that's where the larger or the more severe damage is.
Yes, that's what it seems to be. And also in a combination with varieties that were on the early side of maturity. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing that varieties that came out of dormance earlier, so that has early first hollow stem, let's say, and that had it earlier also. So you're seeing that those varieties are more affected than the late maturing varieties. But of course that will also vary on a field by field, on the location, the duration of the freeze and the duration that those varieties experienced low temperature.
So this is the time, though, most certainly for these producers that experienced that. Well, I guess it was about, the 13th, 14th, 15th of April. Is that kind of the damages that we're talking about?
Yeah.
The freezes that were...
I think the freeze happened on the 15th of April. Yeah.
Right. So at this point, we're far enough out from that. We're 12 days now from that particular date. So farmers that were in those colder areas that did have freeze below 32 for a while, they need to be looking at their fields, I guess, making decisions right now what they're going to do as far as maybe trying to get some forage off of that or move forward with potentially trying to still get some grain.
Yes. So I think now it's the time that you can start to see it more clearly. Because until now, the flower parts were dead, but you couldn't see it from the outside. But I think by now and by the end of this week, we'll be able to see more clear the extent of the damage. Mm-hmm. And we have had some producers that the damage was very severe with 100% losses, so they're considering cutting it for hay. And, of course, if you have any insurance, contact them. And,
right.
Yeah.
Make that quick call to your crop insurance agent, most certainly.
Yes.
So we're at a point where they can probably do some assessment of damage and move forward, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. You know, if we had some of those later maturing varieties and that maybe survived the bulk, you know, or had minimal damage, what are you seeing? Are you feeling pretty good about that part of the crop?
I think I would wait. Yeah, I still need to look at it again, honestly, this week, because it varies so much, even within a plot that we were looking. We had even within a plant, because when that freeze came in, if the plant was blooming at right at that time, and you know the head can start to flowering in different parts of the head. So we have maybe half part of the head that is fine and the top is not. So I would give a few more days to look at it again and make another considerations. But okay, hopefully...
So continue, probably check and maybe recheck a few times here between now and, say, May 1st or the first few days of the early part of May. That'll really tell the tale, right?
Yes, yes. I think it's a better idea to continue checking.
Okay. Now, along those lines, as far as traditionally, down through the years, Oklahoma State University, in cooperation with Oklahoma Wheat Commission, have had wheat variety plots all over the wheat belt, the western half of the state of Oklahoma. You've got those again here in 2020, but it's going to be a different situation. You're not going to have group meetings to go look at those plots this year, right?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we will not be able to have the in-person field days or plot tours for the varieties. But we have done an online plot tour, so I recorded with SunUp, we recorded myself going through the varieties at Chicache and Altus, so people can find that on YouTube. Also, they will be able to find the link for those plot tours on our Twitter account and Facebook account, so they can see what the varieties look like at Chicache and at Altus. And we are also planning to do one more complete field day with other specialists at La Homa. And if we have a good sign, an internet sign, we'll do a live, so people will be able to watch it live on Facebook and ask us questions as we talk about our plots there at La Homa.
So the hope is that there'll be, in real time, it'll just be a virtual tour. In other words, there won't be farmers on site, but they'll have a chance to be watching and hearing from yourself and from some of the other OSU specialists, right?
Yes, yes. So they will be able. So for as of now, they are able to watch it if they want to know about the varieties like Chicache and Altus. They can watch it right now on YouTube, and they will be able to watch our next few days at La Homa or other locations as we are able to record them.
Are you making plans to maybe do at least three or four others as well?
Yes, yes. So that's the plan. But let's see how it goes.
That's a good bit of work on your part. I know that I've watched the first couple and they're very good. A lot of information about those varieties and how they're doing at this particular point.
Yeah. So I'm excited to talk about the varieties and help people to make their selection, to choose their varieties for next season. And also another thing that we did, in all of our variety trials in all locations, we had put plot maps. So people can go there on their own, walk through the plots and look at the varieties. We have the plot maps indicating the name of the variety, so they will be able to see everything. So I really encourage people to go buy our plots and visit
So you're going to have those available. Where exactly are the plot maps for the various plots around the state?
So they are right there in the field. So we have also on our website, wheat.okstate.edu, so people can find the plot maps there and they can see the locations where they are.
On the wheat page, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And also when they get there in the field, if they don't want to print the map before they go, they can just go there and take one map and walk around the plots.
So those locations, you can actually find the location closest to you there on the website and then go or check or make a call to the local extension office.
Exactly.
And they can help you as well. But they are open. They are available where they can walk and actually look at all the varieties in real time.
For sure.
And in light of, obviously the freeze damage in some areas, they'll have a chance to see how the varieties did in their locale regarding 2020 crop year. So.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Very good. Amanda, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Alrighty. Thank you.